She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. And we're also live on the internet, so let the people know, if they can't pick us up on the radio, pick us up on the internet, on our website, okay? You have to help your people, you know. Today, a lot of people don't do that. Anyway, the important thing today is whenever you have new tires installed on your car, the new tires go in the front. Old tires go in the back. Every tire company puts the new tires in the back and the bald tires in the front. No. Okay? New tires go in the front. Number one is 80% of your stopping is done with the front tires. 80%. So if we were to cut your back brakes off, you would never know that you didn't have back brakes. But if you cut the front brakes off and only had the back, oh, you would know instantly, because that car or truck will not stop quickly. You come to a rolling stop. So, the other reason is your front tires do the steering. If it should explode, you will not be able to control the vehicle. Okay? So, new tires always go in the front. If you ever had two tires put on your car, you will know that they put it on the rear. I don't know why they keep thinking that way, but that is an accident waiting to happen. So it's your life, your car. You think about it. Now, because the safety check stations don't check the CV boots or the CV shafts, okay, we just had a customer come in where he is saying that his car is making a loud clunking noise. You go a few feet, it clunks, clunks, clunks. You know, it's like something falling off. What was making the noise was his CV shaft. It was on the verge of falling off. The CV shaft is the front axle shaft. Now, if it had broken off on the freeway, on the road, anywhere, he would crash the vehicle, because the shaft would break the steering, so he would have no steering, and would cut the brake lines, so you have no brakes. Okay? So, it's your car, like I said, okay? And your safety, your life. Have the CV shaft boots checked. Every time you have an oil change, have it checked. So, anyway, people don't listen. They don't do anything until the funeral. When it breaks, then they remember, oh, yeah, that's right. He said to check it. It's too late. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay. If you're selling your car, do not accept PayPal. Very dangerous. If you're selling your car. Okay? Now, if you have a safety check, okay, remove the VIN number. If you can get involved, get a hold of your council member or your representative to stop safety check. It's a big savings for the state to stop safety check. Right now, they're not making any money. They're losing money. So get rid of it. I don't know. Talking about wasting money. Those of you in the Liliha area know that they're going to repave Liliha from King Street to School Street. It's going to take them 2 months to do it. Okay? Mario Yano said, on the mainland, they do 10 miles of freeway in 3 days. Why is it in Hawaii it takes forever to do one block? Call me. Let me know. Why? Why is it that way? And maybe that's why the rail is costing so much. Because they're so slow. I don't know. Something's wrong. Even putting up a building, it takes forever. Why is that? Give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Who do we have on the line?
Okay, we have Donna from IA.
Who?
Donna from
IA. Hi, Donna.
Sorry, Lana.
Oh, Lana.
Sorry, Lana.
No, no, that's all right. I interrupted you, so, you know, me, I saw a chatterbox. Well, George, if you allow me, I hope the listeners are listening because, you know, I listen to you, but I don't listen. I mean, I don't follow through. That's why I bring my car into you and then have Todd check, you know, get my regular checkup. And let me tell you, oh, it makes a difference, man. My car is in such a good shape. I have a Corolla 09 and blah, blah, blah. Well, anyway, I really appreciate you, George. You know why? Forever. I'm a widow, everybody. So you guys know, the people who knows me on talk radio know I'm a widow. But the point is, I'm 73 years old. I'm a senior, a young whippersnapper. But the point is, I'm sick and tired of everything is going up. The prices and our money is not coming in as much as what people are taking out, right?
Right.
So anyway, and I procrastinated about my car insurance, and let me tell you, it was horrendous. It ended up every 6 months now, like $622 something cents, and I was desperate already. I said, I gotta make an effort. So guess who I called? George Nita, my buddy, because I've been do business with the people that you do. I mean, they sponsor your show. A lot of them, I don't need their services, but when I do, at least I know where to go to. But anyway, I called you, George, and you gave me this guy named Derek Sayagusa and State Farm. He's an agent. He's in a Manoa marketplace right above, I think everybody, if you know, the Central Pacific Bank, the shopping center, right above, because right across the street, there's another State Farm, and I went in there. It's not that one. It's right above Central Pacific Bank. You got to go up the stairs. But the point is, he is so awesome. George, I really don't know. There's not words to thank you, but I know you already the kind of guy that helps people, you know, hopefully they listen. Especially the kind of guys, they should know better to follow your instructions. But I can give myself excuse because I'm a female, right? Okay. No, anyway, I went to see him, and you know, George, I'm going to be saving $317, 60-something cents a year.
Wow.
You know, that is money on it for, well, you know, my everything else coming up, right? But I have a good plan, you know, my medical stuff, and when I got to go buy supplements, I need money. But let me tell you, it really helps. It's not like $100 or $200. It's, and you know, it's $317 and something cents. I wanted to kill over, but he is so nice, so helpful. No, he is so helpful.
Why didn't you listen long time ago?
I know. Hey, wait. I got to tell them.
You would have saved more money.
I know. I feel, I kick myself. But hey, George, you know, better late than never. You know the cliche? I live by it, but, you know, I don't practice it sometimes.
That's why, Lana, I always say people only listen at the funeral.
Yeah, well, no, I don't go that far.
I know. Anyway, you get halfway there.
Go and see him. Can I give his number?
Yeah.
Okay, his number and his name is Derek Sayegusano. Go see him, not anybody else. Anyway, because he gets a lot of people in the office, they're very qualified, but because George recommended him to me, I said, I need to speak to Derek.
So what is the number?
Okay, 988-8808. Okay?
You sound like that taxi guy.
Oh, well, anyway, but the point, yeah, oh, yeah, that's what I told you. Oh, wow, a lot of eights. I kind of chuckled when we were talking.
Yeah.
And anyway, and please, can you tell them that Lana sent you a listen on the talk radio? Because I can get credit. And that, too, you know, I like his saying, the greatest compliment you can give is a referral, which is so true. You know, when my husband died in 86, he... Allstate did not really take care of me. I mean, I love my agent, but I didn't know. You know, when you're in an accident or don't know what to do, right? You just keep on paying.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, they're so professional, so thorough. You know, I feel so safer. I feel safer because he give you that portfolio to put in your car.
You should have listened a long time ago.
I know, but nobody said anything.
I
and
did.
When my agent retired, he left me with somebody else. And when I was in a slight accident, he didn't even take care of me. I mean, you know, and as seniors, we need to know more information, and we need to have it in the compartment and to, you know, the portfolio, like a, you know, information thing. I never had that, George. So I feel so good. And guess what? He really upgraded, you know, for the price. I cannot believe it. You know, like...
Well, you know, Lana, if he wasn't good, I wouldn't have recommended him.
I know. That's why I trusted you.
But
I,
people don't listen.
I called, you know, a lot of family members when, you know, they're going to help me, but nobody followed through, right?
Nobody listens.
Yeah, no, that's why, you know, I just got a call because everybody got to take charge of yourself because everybody busy and whatever excuses because I'm guilty of that. But you have to make the effort to go in his, make an appointment, go and see him, and sit down. And let me tell you, you go and as soon as you sit down, you see him. Oh, he's smiling already. I like to take him out to lunch. But anyway, the point is, I am so happy, George. I don't know how to thank you. Well, I do because, I brought in my car, right? Had to get
well, Lana, yes. I wish people would listen. But so many people don't listen.
Wait, hey.
Okay.
George, I thought you hung up on me. Mama, sorry, you know, because... You know,
oh, my goodness, Lana.
George, the white thing, a couple of times I donated to your radio program.
Oh, my goodness, Lana.
Hey, wait. I got to tell the listeners. You know, you've been talking about this mother's aluminum mag wheel. The one for the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how long ago you've been jabbering about, talking about it, right?
Nobody listen.
Okay, listen. Okay, I know about it too. I know listen too, right? Hey, I look at everybody's car. Their car is like, you cannot see the light already, right? And remember, my because I had a body and fender accident.
You had one bogey and one nice.
Yeah. And then they told me, take them in, but I don't say anything, right? And it's not your job to go polish them for me. But this time, it just bugged the heck out of me. So, you know, I said, Todd, can can you go do it for me? But I paid you guys dearly, hopefully. But anyway, the point is, I won't take anything for free because I was such a happy camper. When I saw that taillight bright like that, just as brand new, hey, you guys, you better listen to George. Don't be lazy like me because I get excuses, but you guys probably don't have. But all the seniors out there, I know it's not easy for you because, you know, we lose our chikara, right? Our
Lana, we got to go, Lana.
Okay. Well, anyway, go and see George now and buy that Meg wheel thing because, oh, it is good stuff. It works.
Okay.
Okay, George. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it's break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back after this break.
Boy, the lady can talk.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's rolling, Bob? How's rolling, hey. Bob?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm on.
Are you on Verizon?
Anyway, George, I was sitting here looking at this story about how the rail people found out that there's another water main
mm-hmm.
in the way of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a $7 billion project, you don't know what's on the path of the project?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going to run into more stuff, Bob. I guarantee you. They're going to run into more stuff as they get to town.
Yeah, you know, it's just like H3. Every time they build, they finish one court case, another one shows up.
Yep.
So they haven't even gotten to the court cases yet. Wait till they, and then the properties, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yep.
And what are we going to do?
And the blood bank doesn't want to move.
Right.
So,
that's right. No, but what about, there's a lot of businesses down there don't want to move.
That's right.
But it's, anyway, and then what was my safety tip of the day. Oh, you know, you ever had, when you're driving, you see how people force their way in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you're driving and they're coming out of their driveway and
they cut right in front of you.
Right. But you know what I noticed? They never let anybody else in the traffic.
Yep.
Once they're in, they're like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are like that, Bob.
I was like, wait a minute, you just forced your way in, so I would think you would be, oh yeah, let's let everybody in, but it doesn't work that way.
No.
So anyway, that's my 2 points for this week, and as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, George, how you doing?
Okay.
That's good. Hey, I wasn't going to say anything, but, yeah, Rolling Bob got to me again. How many times, especially trying to get on the freeway, on the on-ramp, these guys, they just cut in front of me. I mean, it's like only like 5 or 10 feet space, and they just, man, I almost hit them how many times? And I'm thinking, what's wrong with these people?
Because people don't value their cars, Booth. They don't value. They don't care.
Well, they don't care about me too, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, that lady Lana, yeah, saving $300 plus is a good thing. Anytime you can save any kind of money in anything, even $100 is something.
Well, if the people of Hawaii would listen, they would be saving money.
Yeah. And
but they don't.
You know, you can buy food, gas, or whatever.
People don't listen.
Yeah. And that rail deal, I mean, on Dillingham, I live right over there.
It's going to be a mess.
It's going to cost maybe double or triple.
It's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, the water supply, you know, they told the water supply that they're not going to take money out of the water supply. Well, you know, the money is coming from the people of Honolulu.
Yeah. You know, I
the real people is not going to take it out of their own pocket.
That's right. You know, maybe the next time I'll give you and your audience a horror story of the border water supply, of the evil and fraud in the billing. I caught them red-handed, and they lied to me in cover. But I'll give you details the next time. But I just want to roll along and get real quick and finish the conversation. But on your tires, you know, I always believe for myself I went against the grain. I always put the brand new ones in the front because I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, the braking and all that. The wear on the front tires is way more faster than the rear. And, you know, like, I don't know, the manufacturers and stuff, they always tell you, oh, you got to rotate your tires. Do you agree with that? Because, you know, I found that if I don't rotate the tires, I only have to buy two tires, the front, change the front more frequently. Like
No. You have to move the tires from front to rear every 20,000.
Yeah, but always put the new ones in the front.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the next thing I want to say too is maybe I might go into detail because I got to do a little bit more investigation, but I had an accident a couple of weeks ago. And I had to have my car towed away, and the police called the tow wagon, the tow truck company. They have a contract, and you know what I found out? Governments, like state and city, they have private contractors, and they tell the public, oh, we're saving the people tax dollars by going with the lowest bidder. But you know what? The lowest bidder turns out to be, they charge the highest because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know for a fact, towing costs about $150. The guy charged me $230.
Mm-hmm.
And then this tow company that has a yard, he doesn't salvage the parts like many other salvage yards or towing companies that sell the used part. This guy is smart. He sells it to another salvage, you know, junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
So he makes money. So he tells me, what are you going to do with the car? I said, I can't drive it. It's demolished or total. So he said, every day you don't take it out, I'm going to charge you $25.
Right.
And then, so I said, oh, you're going to sell the parts? Because he asked me, you got to tow it away. And he told me, I can take it off your hands and relieve you of your problem for $157. So I figured, well, towing cost about $150, what is $7 more? So I said, okay. So I ended up paying him about $380, which supposed to have cost only $150, only for the towing, because usually the towing companies that have junkyards that salvage the parts, you know, they don't charge you because they're going to make money with the part. But this guy, he charges me for that one day of storage, and then he sells it for a profit to the other yard that, you know, buys it from him. So the guy makes out, he's the lowest bidder, but he charged the highest. You know, this kind of fraud is going on with the city, state governments, and they tell, oh, yeah, they're the lowest bidder, but they charge the highest. But I got to do more research. There's so much fraud involved. It's unbelievable that I'll go into detail. So I just want to say, lastly, today, at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Fox Sports 1, there's going to be NHRA qualifying drag racing for whoever wants to see that. And then tomorrow morning, Sunday at 10:30 a.m., the finals at, it's a four-wide nationals in Charlotte, North Carolina, at 10:30 a.m., Fox Sports 1. So, anyway, oh, one last thing real quick. Did you hear about the latest assessment on the explosion at UH laboratory with hydrogen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the bottom
hydrogen
line
is no good.
They had two explosions, and it came out to be that they had a digital monitor on top of the tank that held the gas. And this lady, she lost her arm in the explosion. She had two explosions, one previous to the big one that she lost her arm. But what happened was this digital monitor, every time she turned it off, it would spark, and then it exploded. Somehow, maybe the gas was leaking. But this proves, again, like I said before, hydrogen is so volatile and explosive. Even static electricity off your finger will ignite it. Yeah, so it's super dangerous for a car. It's not a good alternative for fuel for a car, even though they say, oh, it's free because it converts water. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
you know, Bruce,
dangers.
Bruce, a lot of so-called engineers don't look at common sense.
Right, and safety.
Yeah.
So ethanol is the absolute best alternative fuel because we got to get away from fossil fuels. It's poison. Yeah. We're breathing carbon monoxide poison, causing cancer and other diseases, and destroying the ozone and the atmosphere and the environment and everything else. So plus, they rip us off on the price anyway with poor quality, great gas. Anyway, thanks, George. I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Thanks, Bruce. Okay. Now.
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean.
Dot 3 Dean?
Yep.
Who that?
Well, George, this is not going to be an exaggeration to the listeners. I really did make my rounds this week checking all the brands of the gasoline, and I'm not kidding you, Shell is the best out of all the brands tested. I'm not going to mention what numbers I got, but Shell turned out to be the best.
I told you.
Yep, you're right.
I told you.
They're also the most expensive, though.
Well, not necessarily. The right now, because prices are down, prices are kind of competitive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you're going to get the best performance. I noticed it already just in drivability when I use the Shell gas. My miles per gallon is a little bit better than the other brands. I mean, you know, I just do a one-shot deal just so that, you know, there is integrity in what I say about the Shell gas.
How much they paying you?
Nothing.
That's what local people always say. Yeah. If you're recommending something, how much you getting paid? But how come they never say anything about the politicians like that?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh?
That's right. How come they don't ask? They don't ask the politicians. So what did the oil company pay you for saying that?
That's right. This is all messed up over here.
It is. I mean, you know, look at all this thing. Now with the rail, they find out, get one water main underneath Dillingham Boulevard. Oh, my God. It's like,
that's not the only thing.
Break.
Look at Liliha. They're going to repave on it, not make a new road. Repave Liliha from King Street to School Street and take 2 months to do it?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And it's a roller coaster right now. You try to drive down the Lehigh Street.
Like, you know.
So you think you're on a roller coaster.
Mario said, on the mainland, they do 10 miles of freeway in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I told these politicians, if they were to do the roads on the mainland, the mainland would have no roads.
Right, that's right.
Because if they take 2 months to do a half a mile, how long will it take to do 10 miles? 10 years?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. So, break time.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, you know, folks, it's really hard. Really hard, almost impossible to find a really good used car today because it's common sense. And I know, common sense passed away in the 60s. It's common sense. Nobody is going to sell a car that is perfect and doesn't give any trouble. Would you? Would you sell a car that was running perfect and gave you no problems? I don't think so. If something is wrong with it, yeah, you're going to sell it. Well, here's a tip. Write it down, Lana. Call Maui Toyota and ask DJ or Damien Farias for a good used car. They have good, excellent used cars. Not only new ones, but used cars. Okay? Call them at 357-4447. Okay, so it's not just new cars, they got used cars. All right, now, you need to get involved, folks, and call your representatives, your council member, to get rid of safety check. Safety check is a bomb waiting to explode. Okay, and these politicians have no brains. If a car flips over and kills a whole bunch of people and it was just safety checked and they prove that the safety check station did not check it, the state and the city are going to be liable along with the safety check station. They do not just sue the safety check station. They go right down the line. And, you know, the city doesn't have that kind of money. The mayor says, oh, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Yeah, it's our money, folks. He's just going to raise the tax. Now, if you had a business and your employee is causing you to lose money, are you going to have him still there? If your employee tells you, oh, Bob, I'm trying, but I can't get it done. I'm trying. So you say, oh, you think Bob's going to say, okay, you're trying. No way. He's going to say, you see the clock, punch out, you're fired. That's it. You're not going to take, I'm trying. Oh, that is, you know, I talked to the council member in Kalihi about the homeless problem. And they all tell me, oh, but we're trying. Huh? How about we say, folks, when they tell you you owe taxes, just tell them, oh, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to pay it, but I don't seem to get to it yet. How's that? We're trying. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. I'm just really wound up with that thing of trying. Anyway, if you haven't tried ethanol, I recommend you try it. Without trying it, you don't know. A lot of bad propaganda came out on ethanol. All false. False. And I don't know how, why, or what, but it's not true. Okay? How can you blame ethanol for any damages without doing a test? You have to do a test. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. 1080. You know, folks, I recommend a lot of things for you to save money.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on.
You know, and a lot of people think I'm recommending it. So, because I'm getting paid, I'm not. It's up to you. It's your car. It's your state. It's your town. You don't want to do it? That's fine. Let it happen and be sorry at the funeral. Like the racers. I told them the Hawaii Racer Park is going to be closed. I needed to get in as governor back in 94. Nobody listened. Well, today we have no Raceway Park. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Kalihi.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. George, you mentioned once that the safety check for starting 2017 would be $75. Is that right?
Yes.
Because I called the DOT and they said, no, not at the moment.
You believe them?
No. So, you know in advance already.
Yeah, you see, if you go and check, there's so many bills, and only in Hawaii, that go through empty and get passed. How do you pass a bill that is empty?
Oh, okay. I see the strategy there. Okay.
You see it?
Okay.
Yeah. The bill to raise the safety check fee went through empty.
Okay.
How do you do that? I mean, if you went in to buy a car and they give you a bill that is empty, but they can collect money from you.
Well, you know, they can make up their own rules, though.
I know. Escapalama Canal.
Yeah.
There's no setback for the fence.
Yeah.
And the city said, oh, but that's our property. What? And it wasn't intended to be a sidewalk. So I said, what was the benches and tables there for before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh. Oh, I tell you.
Okay, so after the session ends, you're going to tell us? I'll try to find it, but if you can let us know if it passed.
Hey, if I can find it, but I know because one of them told me about it.
Oh. Okay.
It came from the horse's mouth. And I cannot mention his name, Bombay.
Right.
No more information.
Right. So when would you, because you do safety checks, when would
no,
your shop?
No, we don't do it.
Oh, you don't do it anymore.
We're against it because of that reason that it's not done for the people.
Right. I agree.
You need to be safe. And 40 states don't have it, so why should Hawaii?
Yeah, I agree. Okay, thanks, George.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay, so anyway. We got to get rid of stuff like that. We got to cut corners, trim the budget. They're not trimming the budget, folks. That's why everything is going out of hand and going haywire. I mean, we don't have the money. Why is the mayor thinking of renovating Ala Moana Park? Billions of dollars to Ala Moana Park. When the sewer lines in Kaka'ako is too small to handle the sewer load. Why are you thinking about the park? I don't understand it. That's all right. When it happens, then you'll all see. You got to get involved in, you know, seeing this customer's CV shaft fall off his car when he brought it in. Oh, scared the living daylights out of me. Because if that man was driving his van down the freeway, folks, that thing would have flipped over and killed a lot of people. And he had just passed safety check. Okay? You tell me if this safety check system is okay. Anyway. A lot of it has been abused. They try to hustle business by saying that you need brakes, you need this, you need that, when you don't need it. So, you know, I don't see a plus for the safety check system. We used to do it. We don't do it anymore. So, there you go. Okay? Okay. So.
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
You got my attention talking about that safety check. I forget they did give a figure on it, but they're talking about putting it through for 2 years instead of every year.
Ski, if you can believe them, I feel sorry for you.
Oh no! Well, this it was proposed. It's not finished or anything like that. You know.
Yeah.
I don't really believe anything.
No.
And you were talking also about the blood bank. They're not going to move. Isn't that, they're on Dillingham, aren't they?
Yes.
And it's about 2 blocks from the prison.
Yes.
What are they going to do with the prison?
They're going to make it smaller.
Oh. Oh, they got a baseball yard in back. We used to play ball in there on Sundays in the prison league. We were visitors, by the way, not the not attendees.
I don't know. I really don't understand these politicians at all.
No, I don't either. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know it because it's about the 2 years so that it was proposed. So we'll see.
You know, a lot of these cars, okay, if, and that's the biggest American word, if.
Yeah.
If they were checked, more than half would not be on the road.
Oh, I pray mine's not one of them.
You know, and that the other day when we saw that axle shaft actually fall off the guy's car, oh, it was the most.
One there just recently?
Just recently.
Oh.
And he just passed safety check, Ski.
Oh. I know. I sometimes wonder.
You
guys.
There was another one, Ski.
Yeah.
Last year, a Mercedes passed safety check. His tie rods, you know, to turn the wheels.
Oh, that's the one that was tied down with wires or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you mention that. Anyway. I just wanted to mention those two things about the prison and the unsafety check.
Mm-hmm.
You take care. Have a good day.
And, you too.
I'll see you in a week or so.
Okay.
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 524-1080. Oh, it's a break time.
Okay, we're going to take a short commercial break. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have now?
Okay, we have Katie on the line.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. George, have you spoken to, you know, leaders on Maui about what they can do about the, you know, the sugarcane industry? They're closing down, right?
Yes.
Can they use the equipment to do the ethanol?
You can, but it's expensive to use old, out-of-dated equipment.
I see.
Because it works slow, just like everything else
yeah.
we have over here. Yeah. They have modern stuff that is really fast, cheaper, and better.
So...
But I talked to A&B 10 years ago
yeah.
to do ethanol because sugar, you don't make money from sugar, but
yeah.
you make money from ethanol and electricity.
Yeah.
They wouldn't listen.
You think now they would listen or the leaders?
I did
there?
Talk to them again, but the guy that I talked to that's trying to evaluate what they should do was hired about a year and a half ago. And his basic interest is wind or solar, not...
No, wind or solar is ridiculous.
Yep. So, you know, this whole thing...
How can we do something about it?
Well, if, again, the big word, if the people of Hawaii was like Thailand and got involved and you know, put it in front of them. Because, you know, this ethanol and electricity thing out of sugarcane is a no-brainer. Brazil has been doing it since 1955.
Okay.
And it brought Brazil out of third world, which we're in right now. And it could save jobs and make so much...
They're losing 700-something jobs, right?
Yep.
And
they don't
they're
care.
Losing more because the hotel is closing up.
Yep.
Come on. Oh.
It's irritating. So stupid.
Oh, George.
So stupid.
This solar and wind is...
Forget it.
Stupid.
Yep. You know, Waimanalo Gulch, that rubbish dump.
Right.
That dump can be made into ethanol to power the electric power plant.
Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
So who do we talk to?
None of them in office will listen.
I know. We have to get these people out of office.
I tell you. They're dinosaurs.
Oh, George. I keep thinking about it. And
it's sad.
Regarding the safety check, I, you know, testified on bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it takes so much time to look through all the, dozens and dozens of bills, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, I want the safety check to stop
disappear.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
get rid of it.
Hey, they only take less than 10 minutes to do the job, right? Checking. They're not checking.
That's right.
Ah. Okay, thank you, George.
Okay,
talk
thanks
to you
for
later.
Calling.
Okay,
okay,
bye.
Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Charlie from Maili.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, George. Yeah, I was wondering if she had to cut the ethanol from the pumps.
No.
Before?
No.
No, a couple of them changed the pumps, and I don't see a sticker on the pump.
I know, because that's our state. They're supposed to be checking, they don't check. And the guy who goes around to put the stickers on A little bit slow.
Oh. Hey, because if that's the mandate, you're going to put a sticker on the pump, or...
No, as far as the ethanol being in the gas, it is a federal mandate. They cannot go around the federal.
Okay. So the Shell's still good then?
The Shell is your highest octane right now on the market. Every station. Before it was only certain stations. Now it's every station. The 92 V-Power is the one we recommend.
Okay. You know, the mainland, they get their own ethanol. Seriously, John, when
are they going to
get one?
Well, that's the people of Hawaii. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Okay, I thought I'd get George.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. Bye. Okay, so anyway. Christy, you use ethanol in your Lexus, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, you like it?
Yep, it gives way more power. you can really tell when you're gassing it on the freeway, like trying to get on the on-ramp.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I cannot mention the policeman's name that used the ethanol. And he thought he was doing 55 or 60. He was doing 85. It's really good stuff. Anyway, hard to tell people it's good stuff. I mean, that's Hawaii. They have one... track mind, you know, they think only one way.
Okay, I'm gonna
I don't know. Anyway, who's next?
We have Lana again.
Lana again.
Hey, never mind. Hey, you know Trump? He is for ethanol. In fact, he said he
has
money in that, huh?
I know that. We're trying to get a hold of him to help us do ethanol in Hawaii.
Cruz really don't like ethanol. Here and, forget that talk radio, guys. I drew a blank. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know because they're talking about it now more so than before.
Sad.
I have an 09 Corolla in good shape thanks to you and your son. Actually, you started taking care of my car. anyway, I like Todd too. He's funny. He's a good guy. Anyway, I went to fill up, and I always put... the V-Power IHL.
Good.
And you know, the young kids, they tell me, how come you're putting all this good gas in your car? How come you not put the cheap one? I said, hey, go read your manual. I talk about you, you know, George, all the time. You know, even when I went to Napa to go buy, I went to go buy that mother's that mat wheel, because I'm going to give it, I gave it to my brother-in-law, I met my sister someplace, because she wanted to give me something. So, meet her halfway. I bought one for him. I told him about it. And I told the Napa sales guy about you now, why I'm here. And he said, oh, really? You know, a lot of they know about you. But you know what I mean, huh? They're all too busy. And then somebody was outside talking on his phone, and his car was terrible. So I told him about it. And I told him where I got the info. And I bought extra because I'm going to give it to my son-in-law. And I gave it to somebody because he was so nice to me. I am so happy that I finally went to you folks. And I found the proof.
Okay.
Firsthand. Okay. So
thanks,
anyway,
Anna.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow. Okay. So, anyway... Yes, ethanol can help Hawaii a whole lot. Whole lot. Because, number one, we can make it from Hawaiian sugarcane. We can create more jobs for the people. Hundreds of jobs. And, you know, making sugar is a lose money. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers that called in to make the show. And please, folks... take care of each other, okay? Drive carefully, and please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.